Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We have such a great opportunity right now over these next few weeks to be able to share truth with people. There's something about this holiday that can make people really sad and stressed out and disappointed, but there's also something about this season that opens up people's hearts to hearing truth. And so I would love for you to talk about, and you talked about this kind of at the end of yesterday's episode about hope and finding our hope in Christ. And for those who are dealing with sadness, just getting down to like, what really, where do we find our hope? And it's obviously in Christ, but talk to us about being able to connect with other people, whether it's, you know, neighbors, coworkers, friends, family members, and being able to just share this hope with them.
Yeah, I think Christmas gives us an unprecedented opportunity every year to be able to engage with people around the message of the holiday, around the gospel, people you would be tentative to saying much about Jesus to back in September. You can talk a little more openly about Jesus during the Christmas season and why your hope is in Him. In fact, the reason that I wrote the book, The Four Emotions of Christmas, is to provide a tool for people. These are the book. If you buy an individual copy, I think it costs $7. But if churches are buying them in quantity, so that their members can get them cheaper for $1.50 or $2 or $3 a book, something like that. And then you can take those books to neighbors or to coworkers or family members, along with a plate of cookies and an invitation to the Christmas Eve service at church, and you can. You can open the door to a spiritual conversation. And, you know, somebody gets this is a 60-page book. It's something you can read in an hour. But it may provoke them to stop and think about the Christmas season as not just a cultural holiday, but a spiritual holiday. And that's my hope in all of this. And I will say, for those of us who know Christ, to be able to share our faith during the Christmas season, you're looking for something that will bring you joy.
Yeah.
To engage with people around the gospel is something that brings joy, especially when people are open and responsive and they say yes to your invitation to come to church with them on Christmas Eve or whatever they do. That's where real joy is found, in seeing spiritual transformation happen in the lives of other people. So I think if we put on our priority list for December, we want to make sure we bake the Christmas cookies and we're going to go caroling and we're going to put up the tree and we're going to do this and that. But what if we said, let's do something intentional as an outreach activity? I'll tell you about a family in our church, and they do their 12 days of Christmas every year in the month of December, where they set out days and they pick a target audience. So one day it's the people who pick up the trash and the garbage in their neighborhood, and they will put their trash cans out, but they will put a note on the trash can along with gift bags or something that they can give to the garbage men, say, thank you for picking up our trash. Merry Christmas. God bless you. And they'll put in the gift bag something like this book, an invitation to the Christmas season, some cookies. And then 2 days later, they'll go to the fire station and say, just knock on the door and say, we just wanted to bring down some Christmas gifts for you. Their kids love that aspect of Christmas every year. They don't look at that as a chore. That's what makes Christmas special for them, more special than being focused on, I hope I get the gift I want. And I hope, you know, that my stockings are full. So I would just say, figure out how you're going to prioritize spiritual engagement with people you know in your community, outreach and evangelism during the month of December, and there's real joy that's found there.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.